So we're talking about the role of an audiobook narrator. Yesterday we spoke about analysis and agility. Before that, it was delivery from you as an audiobook narrator. Today, be interested, invested and informed and impartial too as Get a Better Broadcast podcast and Voice Over Voice continues. Hello, I'm Peter Stewart. Yeah, be interested, invested and informed. Only read the genres you enjoy to be more emotionally connected to the text and to draw the listener in. You are the knowledgeable guide on the journey through these characters' lives. Don't mislead the listeners, and even though you may surprise them, you should not be surprised yourself at what happens in the text, because you've read it before, haven't you? And be impartial. You're watching the scene from the sidelines. You have a full view. You're telling the listener what you can see from your vantage point. Because of your narrator's role, you may know more than the characters do. Indeed, in your role as narrator, rather than voice actor, you will know how the story ends. You should keep this information free of emotion and simply allow the listener to react when you tell them. Just tell them like it is, without favour or bias, as an objective storyteller. You're a trusted guide. You know the terrain. You know the ups and downs of the story. Don't lead the listener onto the wrong route with misleading intonation. You, as the narrator, are never surprised by what a character does. It's not to say a narrator never shares secrets. Almost inevitably, you'll have access to the character's thoughts and emotions and may, through the author, share those with the listener, but without taking sides, in an unbiased balancing act. Be interested, invested and informed and impartial. Today's tips from Get a Better Broadcast podcast and Voice Over Voice. Tomorrow, projection and pace for the audiobook narrator. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.